top law enforcement officials in Washoe County spoke during a recent virtual town hall about some of the steps their agencies are looking at to improve community policing. KUNR's Jaden Perez reports on the meeting, which took place as the national discussion on law enforcement reform continues to unfold.
The discussion was centered on a 2018 study examining policing in Washoe County, including the relationship between the police and the public. The Gwynn Center is the nonprofit bipartisan organization that conducted the study in the wake of multiple instances of police brutality nationwide back then. The study looked at the Reno Police Department, the Washoe County Sheriff's Office, and Sparks Police. More than 40 recommendations were made, and while some have been addressed, others have not. The most important areas for development across all three agencies that the researchers identified included accountability, training, internal policy development, community input, and hiring and recruitment. Internal investigations of officer-involved shootings were also brought up during the town hall. Sheriff Darren Balaam said that his office is working on building trust during these investigations.
We're working on shrinking that timeline, like where within a few weeks after the shooting, that shooting agency involved would come out, provide a brief, and show a body cam if there was body cam there, so that we start building that trust with the community.
One rallying cry behind recent protests is to defund the police. The idea is to reduce public spending on law enforcement and instead spend those funds on the community, such as on social services or mental health programs. Reno Police Chief Jason Soto said reducing police funding isn't the solution, but he said that social services have been underfunded, which has put a strain on law enforcement.
We've been underfunded on those types of things like mental health and homeless now for as long as I've been with the department, but really it has shown in the last 10 years, the last decade. It used to be that I would respond to somebody with a mental health crisis maybe once a month. Now it's every single day.
The town hall on Facebook has thousands of views and hundreds of comments. Many commenters express frustration over what they say is a lack of concrete reform measures, as well as the amount of time it has taken to release body camera footage. Their concerns were specifically related to an 18-year-old black man named Micaiah Lee, who was shot and killed by Sparks Police in January. Officers said Lee was suicidal and reached for a weapon before they shot him. At the end of the discussion, the moderators emphasized that more public discourse on these issues at the local level is needed. For KUNR News, I'm Jaden Perez.
Visit KUNR.org for more information about Friday's protest in Reno related to the Black Lives Matter movement, specifically in response to the death of local resident Micaiah Lee during an officer-involved shooting earlier this year in Sparks. Also, later this week, KUNR's Jaden Perez will sit down with Nancy Brune, the executive director of the Gwynn Center, to talk more in depth about the 2018 Gwynn study on local police reform.